Welcome to the podcast!
Yeah, it's Beck and Jazeel here, and this is some of the best bits of our show in the last 24 hours. It'll make your wildest dreams come true.
Well, it's definitely some bits of the show from the last 24 hours, but we really hope you enjoy it.
And that extra voice you're hearing, that is Emily Dickinson from Novus Global. Em, how are you going?
Yeah, doing well. Sorry, I just jumped in. I'm cheering. No, I was excited.
Good.
Oh,
yeah.
Good. Okay.
All my favorite women are coming in today. I'm so happy.
Oh, yay.
You can't be offended. Powerful you're
woman.
A man.
No, I wasn't offended. Okay, I was going to ask you, where's the list and where do they sit in priority? But I thought, I thought I'd take it back and go, no, that's the wrong thing to ask.
Emily's okay. First. I'm kidding.
Em, thank you for coming in.
My pleasure.
Now, we're normally talking about like business stuff at this time of day with you.
You help us out massively.
Thank you.
Now, I just want to go straight on into it because you're a
Come
business
on.
Coach.
Yeah.
What kind of outlook do most business owners have coming out of this pandemic? What kind of outlook have they got?
So I do work with people around the world, but I'll stick to the Aussies that I work with. And right now, there is a lot of hope.
Oh, that's awesome.
Which is amazing.
Good.
Yeah, people are very, very busy, which is amazing. And actually, there's a two-edged sword to that because they're busy, and that's great. Great problem to have. And
they're too busy.
They're so busy, and they can't find staff because nobody can come in to help them. You know,
right,
so there's a staff
okay.
shortage as well.
So what advice have you been giving businesses such as these in WA that are struggling in one sense but then also doing great in the other sense? What advice are you giving them?
There's a couple things I would say to do in that season. So one is mindset. So, you know, stay on top of things. Mindset's everything. If you let it overwhelm you, it can. The second thing is to look at the things you can control. So obviously we can't force somebody to come work for us. But a lot of people assume they're not people. And so they stop asking. So to keep asking because they could be there. And I have heard many success stories of people that do keep asking and then they find people that, you know, somebody's brothers, cousins, uncle, you know, they or whatever. And then there's also I'm losing my, you've been staring at me so well. I love
We've
this.
Been trained
I know,
to
it's
steer
really
down.
Good. You're
yeah.
doing really well. Sorry, I feel so like attentive.
Okay,
attentive.
Too much hope given. Okay, we'll pull back on that. Hey, another question I have for you is we quite often ask of you and go, okay, you know, speaking to us, but let's change it for a little bit. What do you want? What's your hope? I'm putting you on
wow,
the spot
you
again.
You are. I haven't heard of this.
And
what
it's just your personal
hope?
Hope, not even in business. Just what is Emily Dickinson's hope?
Yeah, and we will look at the ground instead of looking at
you. Oh, no, you can look at me. It's funny. We're just never sitting like this. I feel like we're never quite this engaged. It's great. The hope for me, I have a couple hopes. So one, just personally, I would love to spend more time with my family. My hope is actually next year my son starts full-time school. I would love to work just school hours.
And speaking
he's
of, here he is.
Hi. Welcome.
What's your phone?
He knows what's going on. This is awesome. Raw and real. Right here. You saw it first, people. There you go, buddy.
Couldn't
this
have
is, yeah,
that.
I know. That was awesome. That was so good. That was right on cue.
Wait
that
10
is my
years.
Cute.
Where's your wallet?
I know. Right, yeah. Where are the car keys? Right after that, right? So super cute. I would love to work school hours just with him next year just to make sure I have lots of time with him while he still likes me. You know, and then the other thing is, I think, so I don't know if anybody knows this, but I started out, my original career was a social worker.
Oh, wow.
And I had a dream to cure poverty.
Wow. Oh, wow.
And so I'm actually, that's been resurfaced recently. And funnily enough, I Googled it the other day because when I was at uni, this is going to tell you how old I am. When I was at uni, we didn't have Google. And so I never looked and I kind of, you know, gave up on the dream because it was really big. Anyway, and I thought, oh, I wonder what, like, if I just Googled how to cure poverty, what would that look like? And there's, you know, many answers because it's super complex. But one of them was help people start businesses.
Oh, wow.
And I thought, fascinating that I've ended up as a business coach, you know?
Oh,
so really neat. Yeah, really
that
neat.
That is awesome.
Yeah,
yeah
really neat.
Really, yeah.
Yeah, praise the Lord.
So you're almost glad that you didn't have Google back then.
Correct.
Otherwise, you wouldn't have
Correct.
This incredible story.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We're going to play a quick game if you're up for it. You can shut us down.
Oh, I love games.
Oh, okay. Awesome. So yeah, you want to play our Hope O'Clock?
Yeah, totally.
Okay,
let's do it.
First thing you need to do?
Yep.
Think of time. Anything with the nearest 5 minutes.
5 minutes. Like, I was going to say my favorite number is 44, and 444 makes sense. So we could go 445.
Yes. 4.
If that's easier.
45 is that one right there. So we've got two things you've got to do. So firstly, what did you want to be when you grew up?
you need to tell us that in an over-the-top Aussie accent, which is funny because you're American.
Oh, yeah. This is going to be good. Okay, you ready?
Yep.
All right. What did I want to be when I
grow up? You got to think about it.
I'm still figuring out what I want to be when I grow up. G'day, Carver. How are we going? I wanted to be...
That's really good.
A teacher when I grew up.
Oh, a teacher.
And live. That was our preview.
Oh, yeah.
We have a special surprise for you.
Do you?
We do. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Emily Dickinson.
Happy birthday to you.
Hip hip.
Hooray! Blow out your candles.
That cake looks actually pretty good.
It does. Yeah. Thank you, guys. You're
so carrot
sweet.
Cake? Oh,
yeah.
Cake.
Oh, I love it.
It's your favorite as well, isn't it?
It is my favorite. How did you know?
Well, we just know things.
Yeah,
here.
Good job. Yeah.
And most of the time, when it's your birthday, you blow out the candles, you got to do the speech, right?
Oh.
So,
in an Aussie accent or?
Your Australian accent was on point. That was brilliant.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, better than an Aussie.
I should definitely go into... Maybe that's my next career.
Your son has seen the cake.
Would
and
you like some
come
cake?
Back in the studio.
It's a trade-in. He's like, you can have your phone back, but I want the cake.
He's going to be a salesman when he grows up. No. He is good.
Hey, just lastly, what would you say to someone right now? They haven't quite donated. What would you say to encourage them?
I'm just going to push myself. If you haven't donated and you're thinking about it, I know right now, you know, there's lots of people saying money is tight. There is so much, especially when I work with people in business, but also just in life, there is so much, like reciprocity that comes by giving. So as you give, just know that it will be way beyond anything that you even probably imagine the impact it could have, especially when it's amplified for 98.5, right? Like
brilliant.
The hope is amplified literally, yeah, across the city. So pretty amazing.
Well, Em, thank you so much for popping in yet again. Enjoy your cake and,
thank
of course,
you.
happy birthday.
Oh, thank you. Great to see you guys.
Whew, what a hoot that was.
That was. Oh, I'm tired just from listening to it.
Oh, I'm energized.
Yeah. Hey, if you want more from The Drive Show, just visit 98.5.com. And don't forget, you can tune in live anytime for more of this great banter.